Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra Kuf Chav Dalet. Kuf Chav Dalet, and today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Mira Bazukar on the occasion of her Shloshim, the mother of Mindy Orlinsky, sponsored by Mindy and Henry Orlinsky. We thank them for the sponsorship. The neshama should have an aliyah. So we are on Kuf Chav Gimel Amabez, towards the bottom of the page, towards the bottom of the Amud, and the Gemara quoted a brisa, and we're talking about the three parts of the brisa. The first line of the brisa, we're talking about the issues of Bechor. That's what these sugyas are about, that a Bechor gets pishnayim, as the psukim described in Parshas Kiseitse, but there are limits to what the Bechor gets. So the Mishnah said, that a Bechor gets pishnayim in the Zeroa, the Lechayim, and the Keva. That was line number one. That a Bechor gets double portion in the parts of the animal that go to the Kohen from Chulin animals. And we mentioned that this is a mitzvah daraisa, and it's halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. If a person would have a shor, right, it's not so common that a Jew would have Yisrael would have their own shor, but then the post can talk about lamaisa lamaisa bismanazeh. But it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya in Siman Samach Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says chayev litein la kohen azeroa v'alachayim v'akeva shel shor v'seh. Right, one has to give it to the kohen every shor and from every shor and seh, give these three parts of the animal. What are they? The zroa is this, the lechayim is this, the keva is this. Ava bishamut lechol bisar b'mehima kodem shi'afisha matanos, mitzvah lafisha miyad. And even though it's mutter to eat from the animal before, it doesn't make it tevel, it doesn't make it usser before you give them, but it's a mitzvah to give it right away, right? The Gemara elsewhere says that, the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, if you remember this, the Gemara at the end of Megillah, Bamei Harachta Yamim, all the Tanoim, about what gave you Arichas Yamim. So all the different opinions given. One of them is, one of the Tanoim said, I never ate an animal before I gave the matanas to the Kohen. Even though Megillah, then you're allowed to, but Lechadchila, one should give it to the Kohen before one partakes of the animal. And then he said, doesn't matter, the Shulchan Aruch said, doesn't matter why you're shechting it, if you're shechting it for yourself, if you shek to get even for dogs, if you shek to get for refuah, right? All of those, one is still chayev in the in matanos. The Shulchan Aruch does say that eino hages b'kadshim v'lo b'bechor. And then the Shulchan Aruch says matanos nohagos b'chol makom bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz bein b'fnei abayis bein shalom b'fnei abayis. Right? It doesn't matter me'ikir hadin. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yesh Misha Omer She'ena Noagas B'Chutz La'aretz V'Chei Noagu. Some say that the minhag is that it does not apply in Chutz La'aretz V'Chei Noagu. Says the Shulchan Aruch. So is the minhag, and the Pesachei Tshuva discusses this halacha l'maisa in terms of if one wants to give it. Is it mechzi kiyuhara? If he wants, the Chassam Sofer was ragil litein. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes. We discussed that back in Chulin. We'll have to get back to that in a couple of years. Also, this Chassam Sofer. Right, then the Menach Ronim did it. We'll have to get back to that. Either way, this is the halacha of Zeroa Lechayim in the Keva. So this is what the Gemara says, that a Bechor takes Pishnayim in the Zeroa, the Lechayim in the Keva. The Gemara, though, is bothered, you know, what exactly is the case? We have to talk about each one of these three lines. We're up to the third one, but let's just talk about the first two, because we ran through it at the end of yesterday's shiur. So, a Bechor is Zotel Bishnayim. What's the case? Did the father already get it? Then it's obvious. It's his property. If he didn't get it yet, then it's not his property yet. So what are we talking about? So the Gemara says we're talking about Makirei Kahuna. We're talking about a Kohen who always gets the Zeroa, the Lechayim, and the Keva from the Yisrael. It's already earmarked, and therefore, and it was shechted Bechayi Avuhon. The animal was shechted in the life of the father, then the father died. And the chiddush is that it already is ke'ilu, belongs to the father. Why? We had the 2 days in the Rishonim, how exactly Makirei Kahuna work. Rashi and Maseches Gittin, they're all Mesiach Das from ever getting it. So Memela goes to the one Kohen that's left. Tosfos here says it's like Matana Mu'etis, which says it's Aser Lachzer Bo. But then the Gemara adds one extra line, which some Rishonim don't have this girsa, but we have the girsa, and this opinion is going like Matana Shelo Hormu, Kamisha Hormu Damu. And this opinion is going like the opinion that says if you have matanos, you have items that are supposed to be given to a Kohen, and even before you mafresh it, even before you give it, it's ki'ilu you mafresh it. And therefore, says the Gemara, so it's ki'ilu the father has it already, That is why Bechar would get Pishnayim. Tosfos, we didn't go through it Keseder yesterday. Tosfos asks that if you look elsewhere, the Gemara is going to say that this is going to end up being like the Shita of Rebbe, but elsewhere you find that Rebbe does not hold of this. Rebbe holds elsewhere, Matanos Shelo Hormu, Lav Kamisha Hormu Damyan. Right, so is it Kamisha Hormu? Lav Kamisha Hormu. So Tosfos has a fundamental distinction. Tosfos says, Inami, in the second day, Dafka Bimatanos Dechumas Meiser. Islay de Rebbe de Lav Kamisha Mudamu. Tosfos here is saying, is reflecting that this usage of that principle is not the normal usage. And this was already noted by the other Rishonim also. Right? Matano Shlarhumu Kamishirmu Lav Kamishirmu, that is usually used by, you don't know, you have to give Truma, you have to give Meiser, I don't know where I'm gonna give it from yet. See, even before I designate it, you know, we're going to say it's Ki'ilu, it's Kamisha Hormu. Kind of like a Breira topic. Right? Once it happens, then I could say it's already as if it's done. But here, by the Zeroa, by the Chayayim, even before the animal Shechted, it's specific parts of the animal that's going to the Kohen. How could you apply that to this, that principle to this context? So that's exactly what Tosfos says. That Rebbe Shita is that only here you say Matana Shlohomer Kamisha Hormu Damian, because it's already designated even before you did anything. Mashenkein by elsewhere by Trumas Meiser and by other similar cases, so there it would not be. Aval Matanos Dahacha Dizeroa Valchayim Sheni Karos is like Kamisha Hormu Damian. So that's Tosfos. Other Rishonim say it's such a big distinction, it's not a normal usage. The Ritva here says that this is a Lashon Mush'al. It's a borrowed term. It doesn't really mean it. It can't really mean it here, Matana Shelo Hormu, because after all, it's not a proper context where it should be used, and therefore says the Ritva, V'anachon Shezeh Lashon Mush'al Hu, V'yachi Ka'amar, De'kesavar, De'matana Shelo Hormu, M'guf HaBehema, Ki'ilu Hormu, V'nitzul Koin B'yadahu. The issue isn't, it's Kamisha Hormu, but it's Ki'imi, that it was given to the Kohen. To kivan de makire kahuna hu. You have to read both lines together, says the Ritva, matana makire kahuna and kamisha hormu damyan. Those two go together. Because it's makire kahuna, it's as if it's given to the Kohen. The emphasis is not that. It's as if it's separated from the animal. Of course it's separated from the animal. It's a certain part of the animal that's designated that goes to the Kohen. But with makire kahuna, it's as if it's given. To kivan de makire kahuna hu, kiva shenishchata behema, zacha kohen, be matanosea, bechamakam shehem. Ulachi chasha muchzak, El Dinokat Lishna Da Alma. So it's not a true usage of that principle, says the Ritva. I also mentioned Rabbeinu Yonah, but I don't think I explicated and explained it properly at the end of Shir. We were in a little time pressure. Rabbeinu Yonah asked this question, and he does not want to answer like the Ritva. Oh, it doesn't really mean it. It says it. Why shouldn't we think it means it? Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, a chiddush in Zeroa V'Lachayim and the Keva. Yes, it's earmarked. Yes, it's supposed to go to the Kohen. There's a special din of Nesina. I think yesterday I said Chalul Shem. But really, if you focus on Rabbeinu Yonah, really, it's a din of Nesina. There's a din that you have to give it to the Kohen. Yes, the mitzvah is to give it to the Kohen. But before the Kohen gets it, if we say Lav Kamisha Hormu, we're not going to say the Kohen can't grab it. Right, it has to be given to him, says Rabbeinu Yonah. And that's what you would say if it means Lav Kamisha Hormu Damyan. That's the sheet that says he can't take it by himself. There's a din of Nesina. Nehi demakirei kahuna nami kamisha bola yarkoin havi lo zacha bahem. Kivan de'ein shem matana aleihem. Ve'ein Nesina miskayemes bahem. Ache yurmu v'nosnu liado. Nesina is not fulfilled until it's taken off and given. That's the shita that would say lav kamisha hormu. If you say kamisha hormu, like the Gemara says, then the chiddush is ki'ilu it's separated and ki'ilu it's given. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah working with the Tosfos, and like we said before, but again, it's the principles of kamisha hormu and makire kahuna working together. But again, that is the discussion about this line of the Gemara. So that is the first line of the Raisa, that a Bechar takes Pishnayim in the Zeroa, the Lachayim in the Keva, right, an arm, one of the cheeks, and one of the stomachs, number one. Ubim Mukdashin, and number two was Mukdashin, the Kohen, son. The son gets pishnayim in karbanos. So what is that talking about? What kind of karbanos? They ask the Gemara. Right? Is what's considered his? So explains the Gemara that it must be talking about kachin kalim according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, which the Gemara mentions in many different places. Rabbi Yossi Haglili holds that even though we say by maris karbanos mishulchan gavoa kazachu by kachin by kachin kalim, it's considered yours. Legabe sirin halachos. Legabe the halacha quoted in Vayikra Parakei, right? The concept of taking a shvua is considered taking the shvua on the person's money. It has to do, the Gemara in Kiddushin quotes it, a kohen can get married with kachim kalim, right? It's considered his. It might be la'achar, before shechita, la'achar shechita, the Gemara talks about it, but again, that's the always the litmus test of bailus. Can you get married with it? So that's the context of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. And then we have the third, that's what we're up to, five lines from the bottom. Then we have the third case that the Brisa brought up, and that is, if shevach, if there is property that was appreciated after the father died, so the Bechor gets Pishnayim in that. What is it? What are examples of that? So the Brisa gives examples. If the father left them a cow, and the cow was hired out to others, or the cow was just grazing in the yard, the Yalda, and the cow has a baby, so the Bechor takes Pishnayim. But the Brisa says, if it's a house that's built or vineyards that are planted, the Bechor does not take Pishnayim. Meaning, the Brisa is mechalik between Shevach that happens b'meila and Shevach that happens by the children, the sons, actively doing something. That's a chilek, right? Only the former, the Bechor gets Pishnayim, because that's still considered assets of the father. But if the sons had active participation in producing the Shevach, so that's not the father's, that's all theirs. You can split that equally. You're not going to split that based on, oh, you see the father's, you're going to get Pishnayim. So that's what the Gemara says. Hiniach lanavi, and five lines at the bottom. Hiniach lanavi, and paramuch keres. Umus keres biadachirim, oshaisa roa ba'afar. V'yolda b'charnota ba'pishnayim. Says the Gemara now. Hashta much keres umus keres. The Laber Shusei Demari did two kaima. If in a case, why does the Brisa have to say both cases? If in a case where the animal was rented out or give it to someone else, even in that case we say it's considered muchzak, not ra'ui. Even in that case we say the Bechor is going to get Pishnayim, even though he doesn't actually have it. Amar Chakil, you say he still takes Pishnayim. Ro'a ba'afar mi boy. If he has a cow that's just grazing in the field, of course he's going to get Pishnayim in that. That's in his Rishus. Right, so what do you need to say that case for? Just say the case of Muhkeres and Muskeres Biad Acherim. Answer, Hakamash Malan, de Muhkeres and Muskeres, Dum Yodara Ba'afar. Why those two cases there? Because we're comparing. Ma Ra Ba'afar Shivcha de Memela Ka'asi, just like in the case where the animal is just grazing in the pasture. It's Shevach Memela, Vilo Kachasri Ba'mamona, and the case is where the sons do not lose any money on it. Meaning, they don't have to provide feed or anything. These animals are just grazing in the pasture. They're eating their own. There's nothing being lost. There's no input from the children. If there's no input from the children, we could see it still belongs to the father. It's the father's estate, and that's where the son's going to get Pishnayim. That's the only case that it's going to get Pishnayim. But, and that's why it's only compared in that way. So, af, muhkeres, umuskeres, shivchad me'elo ka'asi, tolochasi babamona. So to the case of muhkeres and muskeres, where it's rented out, only in a situation where the children are not being chaser mamon, do we say that the son's going to get pishnayim. But let's say it's rented out to someone, but I still provide lunch for the animal. I still provide feed for the animal. Then the Bechor would not get pishnayim. If the children have any chisaron, any responsibility in taking care of the animal, so then it's considered theirs. It's not considered a child of the father anymore, and therefore the Bechor would not get pishnayim. That's why both cases are mentioned, to teach us that comparison, right? Because in the pasture, the sons are not giving anything. So too, here. Asks the Rashbam and asks the other Rishonim, so why don't you just say the case of Roa Ba'afar? What do you even need the case of Muhkeres and Muskeres by others? Right, we would know. It has to be nothing connected to the children. So that's the question of the Rashbam on the third line. V'lamali lamisni muhkeres and muskeres kla. What do you even have to say that case for? Right, I know. The case is just say the Ro'a Ba'afar. So explains the Rashbam, first skinny line. Saka da'i dachamina kol muhkeres and muskeres lo shivcha de memelahu. Ooh, I might think that even if the children have no input, it's still not called of the fathers anymore. Why? Because somebody is doing something now. Somebody, it's not total shevach like the animal is by itself in the field and pasturing and it has a baby. There's no human input. But I might think that if there is a socher that's working the animal, how can you say that's called the father's anymore? There's human input after the father's dead. So maybe there I would say the Bechar would not get pishnayim. That's the Havamina. So that's not called Shivcha de Memelahu. Ela ayyadei b'nei Adam. Shecharshin ba, v'ovdin ba, v'lo lishko ba b'char pishnayim. That's what I might have said if you only had the case of Roa. Kamash balan, tekiven da yisomim atzmam, ein charshin bahen, ein tarchin bahen. Since the yisomim aren't doing it, other people are doing it. Ela achirim, Shivcha de Memelah, cheshvin alei. It's still called Shivcha de Memelah, even though there is human input now after the father died. As long as the children aren't responsible to give the animal food, so that is why it is explained. Good. So the Gemara says, now that we explain the Braisa, now we have to figure out whose Shita does the Braisa reflect. So Mani, who is the Braisa, Rebbe, he must be the Shita of Rebbe. The Tanya, because the Braisa says, Ein Bechar, no Tophishnayim, Beshevach, Sheshibchu Nechasim, La'achar Mises Avihen. The Tanakama holds across the board. A Bechar does not take Pishnayim in any appreciation, even if it happens by itself. Shevach Sheshibchu Nechasim. That's the Tanakam Shia. That's called Roi. That's not called Muchzak. Right? Muchzak means he has it. If he doesn't have it, if the reality is only after the father dies, the Bechar does not take Pishnayim. That's the Tanakam Shita. Rebbe Omer Ani, Bechar Notel, Pishnayim, Beshevach Sheshibchu Nechasim, Lachem Yitzis Aviyam. But Bechar does take Pishnayim in any Sheva that appreciates by itself after. Avolo b'shevach shehishbichu yisomim lachar mises avihen. Any shevach sheshibchu benat sheishbichu. Meaning if it happens by itself, the Bechar gets pishtayim because that's ki'ilu, it still belongs to the father, and now they're getting it. But if it's shevach that they are mashbiach actively, so that, Rebbe says, is no good. And that's exactly what our Braisa says. Remember our Braisa, that's what our Braisa reflected. If it's muskeres b'yadachem, if it's roba afar, then you get pishnayim. If they built houses and planted vineyards, he wouldn't get pishnayim. So our Braisa reflects the shita of Rebbe. That is what we assume. It's been a while since we mentioned it, so every few months we get to mention that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is the only one in Shas that introduces some of his words, Omer Ani. Omer Ani is the only one. So Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that it's amazingly alluded to in a pasuk in Tehillim. Right. First of all, what does Omer Ani mean? So I don't always read it this part inside. So I'll read it in the Beis HaOtzar and Klal Lamed Gimel. Rabbi Yosef Engel says he points out the 25 places in Shas where we get to mention it 25 times every 7.5 years. So the Beis HaOtzar, I don't mention it every time, but it says Rabbi Yosef Engel. It says Omer Ani. Only Rebbe has that. So why Dafka? What's Omer Ani? So he says it's what we would call Ani's Daiti. What we would call Ani as Daiti, in my humble opinion. Omer Ani is Rebbe saying, yeah, it's my opinion. Havanas inyan alashon Omer Ani shayashagur alashono shal Rebbe. Niritu derech anava. Right, what does the Gemara say? The last daf in Sota? Mishames Rebbe, right, batla anava. Right, and that's the one Rabbi Yosef says, no, don't say anava. Lotisni anava, diikana, I'm still around. Right, that was the Rabbi Yosef at the end of Masecha Sota. But that's Rebbe, when Rebbe died. Va'kavana, what does it mean that Omer Ani? She'inenu omeres hadin v'hadavar derech hechlet. Raka Omar oso b'yichos alatzmo. I'm not saying this is everybody's opinion, it's my opinion. My opinion, Omer Ani, is what I say. Ukederach shuragilin hayom lichtav memelitzas nirli as daiti who gamkei me'en in yizeh halashon Omer Ani. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel 120 years ago, right? That is what I think. And then he quotes Alpi Kabbalah v'yidei lefiyem mavur b'sifrei tamidi al Baal Shem Tov. You look in the Sfarim of the students of the Baal Shem Tov. Ki derech anshei maila hagadolim lehisbonein al kach dibureyem u'maaseyem. Great people realize that even the thoughts that they come up with is not their own. It's the Tzelem Elokim in them that's giving them the wisdom in order to bring those sparks of Kedusha to the world in the form of Dvarim Shebekdusha. She'ein heim ha-medabrim v'ha'osim mikoach atzmam rach koach Eloki asher bohem u'b'chol ha-nivraim kitam v'ato mechaye es kulam hu ha'osa chel ha-dibur v'chol ha-maasim kitam Hashem svasai tiftach. Hashem's opening up my lips. You know, I'm opening, I'm doing it. I'm doing a little Ishtavlus, but really it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving me that wisdom. Ukinoda, right? Do we have Kavana when we say those words? Hashem, kama, Sfasai Tiftach. Hine Yitachin Gamkein. Also, he says, maybe that's what Omer Ani is saying. Rabbi says, it's not really me. It's the Ani in me. It's not fully me. Dehiktim al diburo shalahu b'chachmaso u'bitfunaso hu ha'omer v'hamasig shadinu kach v'kach rakoach eloki asher bo hi hashchina hakadosha hamachaya eskol hanivram v'nikreis ani kinoda chachmasa emes. And then he says, maybe that's also, it's a pshat, it's a Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi in Sukkah says one word, and without this pshat, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, we're not sure what exactly he means. Right? Rashi, the Gemara in Sukkah, as we know, has the famous line of Hillel on Daf Nun Gimel, which we read it. We're like, is this really appropriate for Hillel? We know all the Gemaras in Shabbos, Laman Aleph about Hillel, how Hillel doesn't get angry, and Hillel has Rachmanis on the Ger, the three Gerim, teaching me Torah on one leg. This is Hillel. So what does Hillel say in Sukkah on Nun Gimel? Imanika. If I'm here, then the party can start. Imanikan hakolkan. What's Hillel talking about? Imanikan hakolkan. Vim einanikan mikan. Right. So you have to give shot to that. What does that mean? There's a Rashi. Imanikan hakolkan. Rashi says doresh hayel rabim shelo yechtu b'shmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He was encouraging people not to sin. Imanikan hakolkan. Kolzman shani chafetz bebayis hazeh. Vishkinasi Shruya Bo Yehekvodo Kayam Viavo Hakolkan Vim Techetu Vasek Shkinasi Miyavokan. Sounds like he's talking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, if I'm here, if you're acting like appropriately for me, then I'm here. If not, I'm out of here. So he brings in the Shechina. What does the Shechina have to do with anything here? Successor of Yosef Engel, he's talking about the Shechina inside of him. Imani, if the Ani in me, the Koch of the Shechina in me. Ulufid Vareinu Akadumim, Yuvan Biyoser, Inyan Alashana Manikan, Dashkina Akadosha Nikre Sani, Umuvanim Advaram Kipshutan, Imanikan Hainu, Imashkina Akadosha Kan Hakolkan, Vigam Rashi Ramaz Lazeb, Metek Lashono, Shekasav Ushkina Ti, Shru Yabo. And the Chuluane continues. And then he says at the end, and we'll just finish with this, he says, and maybe that's alluded to in the Pasuk of Tehillah, only one place in all of Tanakh do we have the Lashon of Omer Ani. Why? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, we know, goes back to David HaMelech. David HaMelech, author of Tehillim. What does the Pasuk say in Tehillim? Memhei, Rachash Libi Davar Tov. My heart was excited for something good. Omer Ani Ma'asai LaMelech. Omer Ani Ma'asai, my actions are for the king. Next Pasuk, so what does that mean? Sadi Yosef Engel refers to, I think it's an allusion to his descendant, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, right, who says, he wanted to do something good. He wanted to write down the Mishnah. So his heart was filled with something good. My actions are l'shem shamayim ma'aseh l'melech, l'shoni eight sofer mahir. The next lashon. My tongue is like a scribe. It's mamish, the psukim say it. Right, he's writing down Torah Shebachsav. This is an Torah Shebalpeh. It's an allusion to what was going to happen in the future because of Eis Laso Shlashem. And you have to write it down. And that's alluded to in that pasuk. So it's the same eight by here. And then he even says, Libi Davar Tov, or Sof Osios Rebbe, Tevas Lashoni Gematria Yehuda Hanasi. Right, you have all of these Ramazim that are listed here. And he continues on the two pages about that topic. Okay, so that is where the Brisa. That's today's Agadic message for the day. Says the so the first machlokes in the Brisa, the Gemara says the Brisa is the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe who says that there's a chilik by a Bechor Notal Pishnayim in Shevach Sheshibchu and Shevach Shehishbichu. But now we get to another interesting halacha. Yarshu Shtarchov. What if they Yarshin, the sons Yarshin Shtarchov? The father is owed money. So what is the halacha? Bechor Notal Pishnayim. A Bechor takes Pishnayim in that. Really, it's not collected yet. He just has the shtar. Doesn't matter. What's that called? Shibudim. Right? A shtar is a symbol. A symbol, and not even more of a symbol. Right? The Ritva in Kedusha calls it a mixas kinyan. And therefore, if the father has the shtar, it's as if he has somewhat of the property already. Right? The Rashbam writes on the last couple of skinny lines. Hariyu ki'ilu ashtar ishbiach. It's as if the shtar appreciated itself. Umiyu, but the Rashbam points out that's only a liba de Rebbe. That's a continuation of Rebbe Shita. Anything that's hushbach b'meila. The Rabbanon would not take Pishnayim in that. because that's no better than any of the other property that's hushbach b'meila, that that would not take pishnayim. The Rashbam, though, adds an important line, which we'll get back to, by the Shem Anamad Beis, fifth to last skinny line, v'dafka milva b'shtar. Only a milva b'shtar, that's where we would say that's called shevach d'meila, and the Bukhar would get pishnayim. Avo milva alpeh afilu be'edim, but a milva alpeh, even if there are edim on the loan, because the lova could say, deny it, then even Rebbe would admit that that's not called muchzak, because it can be denied. To lo shakal bishnayim, to ha'ein muchzakin mechov zeklal, denei manachazim shifchu me'atzman. Right? That you require a hoda'ah from the lova, and therefore, that would not be, the Bukhari would not get pishnayim. So again, this line is only according to Rebbe, but even Rebbe would limit it to shtar, milva bishtar. Continuing, yotza alehen shtar chov, what if there was a shtar chov that went on the father's property? Right, he owes money, Bechar notein pishnayim. Then the Bechar said, give pishnayim, because if the property, the lien was on all the property, and the Bechar took a double portion of the property, so the malve, the balchov, could take a double portion of that property, and that line, says the Rashbam, is the kuliyama. That's even according to the Tanakama. V'im amar eini noseim eini notel, rashoi. An important line in these dafim. Is the Bechar allowed to mochel? Is he allowed to be misalik himself? I don't want a double portion. He sees that the father owes a lot of money. So he's not going to want to give double. So he says, you know what? Let me just take a regular portion. So, yes, he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to be mochel, third wide line in the Rashbam. Shaharini mochel chelik b'chora v'etol chelik ha'pashut. Right, the father can't not morish it to him. But the son could be misalik himself. Right, it's not a balkarcha. Right, it's not balkarcha that they can't force him. Ukshetovu ze'amav ladin ein bezin yicholam kufal lefroa elakneged chelik pshi tuso. What is the havamina? So let's read the important lines of the Rashbam. Sixth wide line in the Rashbam. The sal ketay dechamina kivan dibechor hu zachi le'rachmana pishnayim. Since the bechor is zochen pishnayim. Ve'enu yocholomer eni chafet sheyu sheli debalkarcho harehu shelo debishar shemes aviv yorash pishnayim. If the father died, so at that moment, he's zochen a double portion. Until he's mafkirit, o achi yimkirin, o yitrin lachem, until he gives it to someone else. So you might have said that he's totally forced in the whole process. Kamash malan, debalkarcha, lo zachi le'rachmana. No, not if he doesn't want it. The Torah is not zochet in balkarcha. Tekasav lasei slo, ke'ein matana. Im yirtze lekabla. He uses the lashon of lases for matana. If he wants to get it, v'imimache yimche shol lekabel. If he protests, ain azaken l'ladim balkarcho. To lekari yachmana Yerusha ella matana. Aval b'chelik pshituso ain yachalomar kein shor yoshu balkarcho. The chelik pshitus, the regular portion that a yoresh gets, that's automatic. That's balkarcha. That's the mitzvah of Yerusha. The detail of bechor is not dafka. It's called a matana, and that's why it can't be forced upon the Bechar. Why would it matter that a Bechar would give Pishnayim and not the brothers? The Balchov can take from whatever he wants. So the Rashbam says, well, maybe if the other brothers went to Bedinas Hayam, right, can he take a double portion? There are okimtas that he would have to take, the Balchov would want to take from one, not the other. Tosa says, maybe if there's some of them are Ketanim, he's the oldest one, right, he's the Bechar. So maybe you can't take from the Ketanim. So there are cases where the Balcho would want to take from the oldest brother himself. Period. That's the end of the Brisa. Back to the Gemara. My time, I owe the Rabbanon. Why do the Rabbanon say? The Rabbanon argue with Rebbe, the Tanakama. The Rabbanon say that a Bechor doesn't take Pishnayim in any Shevach, even Shevach de Memela, even if the animal's out in the yard and it has a baby. Amar Kra, Lase Slo Pishnayim, as the Rashbam just said, Matana Karye Rachmana. It's called a gift. Ma Matana Adamatsye Liyade, Avchelik Bechora Adamatsye Liyade. Just like a gift, it's not yours until you get it. So too, Bechor is not his until the father has it. That is the Tanakama Shita. For Rebbe Omer, Amar Kra, Pishnayim. Yeah, I compare it, but in a different way. Makish, Chelik Bechora, Lechelik Pashut. We compare it. Ma Chelik Pashut, Afagav Zelomatsye Liyade. Just like a chelik pashut, right? If the father's owed money, that goes be Yerusha, right? Only a bechor does not take baroi kibamochsak, but a regular yoresh takes baroi kibamochsak. So just like a regular yoresh takes ra'uisa, so too a bechorah, the chelik bechorah, takes ra'u, as long as it's Shevach to Bemela. For Rabbanan Ami Yaksiv Pishtayim. Aye, so what did the Rabbanan do? The Tanakhama, what did they do with the Pishtayim line? Hula Misvalei Achad Mitzra. That's to say that you give the Bechor the double portion on one border. If there are five different fields, but two of them are next to each other, that's the one that the Bechor gets. You don't give him two different ones. If we have Dina Debar Mitzra to a total stranger, we have Dina Debar Mitzra, for sure here too. The Rush discusses, and the Rambam, as long as the fields are equally valuable, right? If one of the fields that's connected to the other one is like a superior field, then you might have to split it up equally, right? You can't just say that the Bechor is going to get everything good, the double and the superior, the chulu. For Rebbe Nami Yoksiv Lase Slo, what does Rebbe use the other pasuk for that the Tanakhama uses? Like it's a matana. Hahush imamre eini notel veini nosin reshoi, as the Rashbam just explained, to say that he could remove himself from getting the Bechorah. That's why it's called a matana, period. Going through these dafim, also, we have to keep in mind, does the Gemara sound more like the Rambam or more like the Ramban? Remember, counting it as a separate mitzvah. The Ramban says the mitzvahs of Bechor should be counted separately from the 613, and the Rambam just has it as a detail of Yerusha. The more differences we could find between the two, the more we might say that it should be counted as two. The Rambam would say, no, even if it's different halachas, you know, you shouldn't count it as two different. It's all Yerusha. And the Ramban would say, no, it's not Yerusha. What does the Gemara say here? Matana. Matana is not Yerusha. And that's why it should be counted differently in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Again, all of these Gemaras might relate to that issue. Period. Amar Rav Papa. Says Rav Papa. Diklava Olim. If somebody has a tree, the father had a tree and the tree got fatter. Va'olim. Ara va'asik sirton, or this land that sediment went up and soil went up on the land, and now it's more fertile and arable to plant on. So these types of shevach to kuliyam alo pligi deshakel, even the Tanakhama, who says that shevach to memela does not, the Bechor does not get pishnayim, this type of shevach it does. It's basically the same thing. The tree got a little fatter. The land got a little more dirt on it. Even the Tanakhama would say that that is a shevach that the Bechor takes pishnayim. Ki pligi, the machlokes is if there's a slight change in the item. Ki pligi b'chafura v'havi shuvli, if there are little shoots and they become big ears. Shlufafe v'havi tamare, if you have little blossoms and they become dates. The marsavach shivcha de memela umar savar ishtini. There, the Rebbe would still say, that's shevach de memela, and even more than that. Even a star, even an animal. Other examples given before, and the Tanakhama they would say, no. That's ishtini. That's a different item, and therefore the Bechor would not take pi shnayim. The Ritva here notes, don't compare this line of ishtini to, for example, shinui kona by Geneva and Gazela. Even though we're talking here about are things the same item or not, it could have different standards in the different areas of halacha. The Ritva here says, what if you have a Egel v'nasa shor? The classic example of Shinui de Memela by Geneva and Gzela. So that's a Shinui for Geneva and Gzela. That wouldn't be a Shinui here. That would be like a tree that got fatter. It's an animal that got older. That's not a Shinui. For Perak Meruba, it's a Shinui. For Perak Yesh Nochlin, it's not a Shinui. Says the Ritva, Pirish, v'hu adin, peiros v'nis bashlu, v'egel v'nasa shor, v'tzlev v'nasa ayol, t'han nami, l'gabe ha, d'hacha, lochash of Shinui. That's not called a shinui. V'yavagav degabe gazlan ikal mandamer the chash of shinui. Even though by gazlan, not true here. So again, this is a classic comment, like we said before. What did Tosfos start off by saying before? Start off today's daf. Don't compare the principle of matana shlo hermu, kamisha hermu, or lav kamisha hermu. Don't compare that to cases of truma and cases of zero l'chaim and l'keva. So here too, the Ritva says, don't compare shinui from cases of Geneva and Gzela and cases of Yerusha. And even within Geneva, remember we had the discussion in Perak Meruba, in Baba Kama. Could you compare Shinui Kona in Geneva and Esnan? Right? The Tosfos there discussed, and the Tosfos really discussed. The Gemara seems to compare it. Tosfos says it's not exactly the same. So sometimes the Gemara can make two different comparisons of two different contexts. The Rishonim sometimes expand upon it, sometimes limit it. So here are two perfect examples. The Tosfos we had earlier, and the Ritva here. Good. Last line of the Gemara. Amar Rabba Barchana Amar Reb Chiya. So we have this machlokas. Rebbe says, Shevach de Memela, the Bechor gets Pishnayim. The Tanakhama says no. Says Reb Chiya, Asa Kedivrei Rebbe, Asa. Kedivrei Chachamim, Asa. whoever you went like, you did like Rabbi, you gave the Bechor Pishnayim, fine. And you give the, you went go like the Chachamim, fine. Why? Why is that true? Right? You don't usually have a fielder's choice when it comes to Psak. There are two or three times, that's it, maybe five altogether. How many times in Shas do you have this? Right? One of the more famous ones is in the fourth parak of Brachas. Right? When do you want to have Minchan Ma'irif? Like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Chachamim, Plaga Mincha Shkia? So the Gemara says, whatever you want. Asa Kamar Ovid, to Ovid Kamar Ovid. That's not exactly the same lashon here. That case is talking about lechatchila. Go like each one. You have a choice. Here, says the Gemara, misafkale. No, it's because we're not sure. Not because you can do whatever, but we're not sure. Misafkale, I halacha karebi mechaveiro, velo mechaveirov, I halacha karebi mechaveiro, v'yafilu mechaveirov. You pass on like Rebbe only when he's against a yachid, or even when he's against a rabbim. We're not sure. And therefore, you could do whichever you want. Rabbi Chanan writes here, though, in the Kovet Shiurim, this doesn't mean that a dayan could, like, arbitrarily. This does not mean, like, shuta the dayni. Whatever you want. No, it's talking about a case where the dayan gives reasons for his psak. If you give reasons for your psak, so then you could pass on like either one. But it doesn't mean you could just close your eyes and choose one. That's not what it's talking about here. Says the he quotes that from his father-in-law, Rav Meir Atlas. Bahad David Kamar Ovid, Velo Amrina, Namos Mechaber Lov Araya. Shamati Mikfon, Mori Chami, Agon Rav Meir Atlas Al. Demairi Bedayan She Yochol Lahachriya Midaito Ben Achokin. We're talking about a dayan who's using his head. Aval Misha Eino Yochol Lahachriya, Amrina, Namos Mechaber Lov Araya. If you're not sure and you just want to say, okay, what should I do? Then it's Muchsakus. Right, Hamos Mechaber Lov Araya. And what's the Hamos Mechaber Lov Araya? Who's the Muchsak here? That's also interesting. He doesn't explain it. Who's the Muchsak here? We're talking about whether the Bechor is going to get a Doa portion. The father's the Muchsak. So who's the Muchsak here? It seems like the brothers all together are the Muchsak. This is not a, he doesn't explicate it, but this is not a normal case of Muchsakis. The brothers, the estate is Muchsak, and therefore what would be, how would you apply the principle of Hamos Mechaber Lov Araya? Split it up equally. That would be Hamos Mechaber Lov Araya. The Bechor is trying to be motzi a double portion. But it's funny, but he's also part of the Muchsak. But that's how it seems like what Rav Chanan means here. Hamos Mechaber Lov Araya means, as of now, everybody's going to get an equal portion. You want to get a double portion, so you have to bring a raya for that. So that's why he says in this Gemara, it's specifically talking about a case where the Dayan has reasons for whatever he's doing. I think Rebbe's right. I think the Chaverim are right. Right. That is the issue. Okay, we continue. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Aser Lasos Kedivei Rebbe. Whoa. You can't go like Rebbe. You can't give the double portion. Why? Chasavar Alacha Krebi Mechaveiro, Velo Mechaveirov. Because Rav Nachman says that the Rabbim beat Rebbe. For Rav Nachman Didei Amar, Mutar Lasos Kedivei Rebbe. That was Rav Nachman in the name of Rav. For Rav Nachman himself says, no, it's, you're allowed to do like Rebbe. Chasavar Alacha Krebi Mechaveiro, Viafilo Mechaveirov. Amar Rava, the next line is a question about the Brisa. About the girsa. The Bach takes out a line and changes it. We'll go with our lashon. Amar Rava, Aser Lasos Kedivei Rebbe. V'yamaza Asui, right? You're not allowed to, but if you did, you did. Right? The Bach takes out that line and says, the halacha is like Rebbe. And V'yamaza Asui. Okay, but either way, Kasavar Matin Itmar. But what does this mean? You shouldn't, but if you did, you did. Matin. Matin means, it's not me'ikar adin like Rebbe, but it means that if somebody comes and asks, that's what we might recommend. Rashi, kach namar bebeis ha-medrash. Matin es adin achar divrei chachamim ladun kein l'chadchila. Umiyu yavad karebi, avid, you know, do like Rebbe, but, you know, if you didn't, we're not mahadrinan uvta. We don't say, we're not chosen adin, because it's not 100%. In terms of psak, in terms of rules of psak, like we have here, is Rebbe halacha mechaveirov, lo mechaveirov, there are rules of psak in the Gemara, meaning there are, the Gemara has rules of within the Tanoim, who do we hold like? Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Meir, and Rebbe Yehuda. All the different Tanoim, we have rules. The Rishonim have rules that they use from the Gemara, and then we have the throughout the ages. The Shulchan Aruch has rules. Who does the Shulchan Aruch go by? If you look in the Stechemet in the last volume of the Stechemet, Chelek Tes, he has Klolei Haposkim. So if you want 50 pages to read, if you ever have time, anybody needs something to do, a project, you could look in Klali HaPoskim. And he goes through pages and pages. I'll just read some of the titles. Simon Aleph. Biklale HaImtim Salomar. Imhup Shitusa. If the Gemara says has six questions built on each other, Intim Salomar, right? The Kesem Mishnah says it in a few places. You always passing like the Intim Salomar. And what if you, is there a difference between Intim Salomar to a case of Afilu Intim Salomar? Right? Is there a difference between the two? Simon Aleph, Simon Beis, Talmud Bavli, Kipalagim Yerushalmi, Naktinam Kibavli, Kishenoda, Hainu Afilu Hecha de Meko, even if the Bavli is Meko, you pass like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. What happens if the Bavli has a question about it and the Yerushalmi has a Vaday about it? So we pass like the Yerushalmi then to answer the Bavli's question. What happens if something is written in the Bavli and it can be interpreted in two different ways? And the Yerushalmi interprets it one way. Do you assume that that's what the Bavli means? Just the titles I'm looking at. Sifra and the Sifri. Who do we paskin like? The Rif. And then he goes through the Rif's rules. When the Rif, the Shulchan Aruch, the Yerushalmi versus Zohar. Who do we paskin like? And he quotes sources for all of this. Unbelievable. The Sneh Chemed, right? The chief rabbi of Chevron. Yesterday was Chevron, the 50th year of Chevron coming back to Jewish hands. So he was the chief rabbi in Chevron, the Sneh Chemed. So he writes all of the, he goes through all of these, Klalei HaRambam. Whole character, Klalei HaRambam. Who does the Rambam go like? Does he always go like the, sir, what, it's something that's not Klalei HaRavid. Right, it's a Klalei Rashi v'Harambam v'Pirush HaMishnah v'Chein Rabbeinu Shimshon Rabbeinu Avadia Klalei HaRava Magid v'Akes HaMishnah Klalei HaTosas. Goes through psak of all of it. But again, this is pages and pages because this is what, you have to know, who do we paskin like and what exactly. But then he has a section here on Klalei HaRama Klalei Rebbe Mechadir v'Lo Mechadirav. So he has one here, he just quotes a couple of sources related to it, but that relates to our Gemara as well. Viter. Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Nachman Bishar Sifri Debe Rebbe. Rav Nachman quoted in the other Sfarim of Rebbe. What does that mean? What's the Sefer Debe Rav and what are the other Sifre Debe Rebbe? So this is an important Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Sifra Debe Rav is what we call the Sifra. The Sifra, the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra. We know that there are two types of Midrashim in general. There are some are more authoritative than others, but the original Midrashim, right? The Sifre, there are Sifre, the Midrashi Agada, which the most major one is the Medrash Rabbah, right? Which is on Chumash and the Chamisha, five Megillas. And we have the Medrash Halacha. So what are the Medrash Halacha? There is no Medrash Halacha on Brachos, right? Not really, because there are no Halachas in Brachos. But starting with Shmos. Shmos has the Mechilta. Vayikra has Taras Kohanim. But Midbar and Dvarim, also called the Sifra. But Midbar and Dvarim have the Sifri. Those are all the Medrash Halacha on the Sfarim of the Torah. We also have other Midrashim that are mostly Agada, but those are the five. Right, those are the four really. The Sifra, the Mechilta on Shmos, the Sifra, and then the Sifri on Bamidbar and Dvarim. So the Rashbam here says the Shar Sifrei are the non Sifra. The Sifra, that Sifra de Beirav, the Rashbam says, Hainu Torah's Kohanim, Braisa shall Sefer Vayikra, Shar Sifri de Beirav, Kari, Lemedru shall Sefer Bamidbar, right? That's the Sifri, or the Mechilta, right? That's Elishmos, Kulu Ikri, Shar Sifri de Beirav. Those are all, but it's all written by those are all the Tanoim, right? All the Tanoim, and then he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin to Peivav, that it's all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, right? Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Sifri Rabbi Shimon, Stam Seder Olam, another Medrash Rabbi Yossi, Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nechemia, the Kulan Aliba to Rabbi Akiva. That's Sanhedrin. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so Rabbi Nachman quoted one of these other Sfarim. Right, which one? The Sifri on Dvarim, because we're quoting a pasuk from Dvarim. B'chol Asher Yimatzei Lo. Everything that the Bechar has, Prat, L'Shevach, She'eshpichu, Yarshim, L'achar, Mises Aviyem, this excludes something, Shevach, that Hishbichu, right, that they actively appreciated after their father died. Aval Shevach, She'eshpichu, D'chasim, L'achar, Mises Aviyem, Shakel. But anything that happened in Memela, they take Umani, Rebbe, he writes that opinion of that Brisa, is, of that Medrash, is Rebbe's opinion, as we said. Difference between Shevach Sheshibchu and Shevach Sheishbichu. Tani Rami Rachama Bishar Sifre Debe Rav, another Brisa. B'chola Shei Matzei Lo, Prat L'Shevach Sheshibchu Nechazen L'Achar Mises Aviyen. Even if it happened by itself, it's excluded. V'kol Shekein Shevach Sheshbichu Yarshim L'Achar Mises Aviyen. To Lo Shakel. And surely Shevach, that they actively did. Umani Rabbanani. And that version of the Brisa would reflect the Rabbanan, that any Shevach that happens afterwards, if it's called Nishtaneh, as we had earlier, that would not be included in a Bechor Geni Pishnayim. Period. So that is one discussion. Now we get into another discussion about Milveh. Again, all of these couple of Dafim here in Yesh Nochlin are about what a Bechor takes, Pishnayim in. So we just spoke about Shevach, and now we get into Milveh. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Says Shmuel, ein bechor nota pishnayim b'milveh. A bechor does not take pishnayim in a milveh. The Rashbam says even a milveh b'shtar, against Rebbe from before. Right, it against the Brisa from Amr Aleph. Bechor does not take Bishayim in a milveh. Leman. So, who is this according to? Ilem of the Rabbanon. Is this the Rabbanon who always rejects Shevach? And of course, Hasha Shivcha de Isa Bershusei, Amri Rabbanon Lo Shakil. The Rabbanon say you don't even take Shevach de Memela. Shmilveh mi boy. So, a milveh, a star. So, mi boy, surely, right? Shibudim aren't stronger than that. So, El the Rebbe. So, this Shmuel must be going like the Shita of Rebbe. So, the Gemara says, like Rebbe, Rebbe says that you don't take Pishayim in a milveh, but we said earlier he does. El Ahadatanya, Yarshu Shtar Chov, Bechor Nota Pishayim, Bain Bemilveh, Bain Beribis. Right, the Brisa says, and the one on Amud Aleph earlier said, you do take Pishtaim and Milves. Who is that going according to? Mani, Lo Rebbe, Velo Rabbanan. That's not like the Rabbanan, for sure not. But it's not even like Rebbe. Rebbe says you do take Pishnayim in a star that the father has. So what's the sheet? So who is this? You might have been Mechalik, the Ritva points out, between Milva Bishar and Milva Balpeh. Right, you might have been mechalik between those two types of milveh. But the Gemara does not say that. La'olam Rabbanan really is the Rabbanan Shita, the Itzrich, and the Chiddush is as follows. Sakada de Chamina, milveh kivan de nokat shtara kaman de gav yadami. Oh, right, you might have said that even if the Rabbanan do not say that Shevach goes a double portion, right, even Shevach Sheshibchu, even Shevach de Memela, a star is stronger. Why? Shibudim. A star is a mixas kinyan. When he has the star that he's owed money, it's as if he has a lien on that property. So you might have said that's even called muhsak. Kamash Balan, you don't go that far, according to the Rabbanan. But that's sheet of the Rabbanan. But Rebbe would say that Milva is Yarshin, and you get a double portion. So that is all Shmuel, and who Shmuel is like, and the Brisa quoted. Shalchu mitam, they send another Brisa, v'char notal pishnayim b'milva avaloberis. A chiluk between milva and ribis. Laman, ilem of the Rabbanan, same question. If it's according to the Rabbanan, hashta shivcha de isa bershusei, am Rabbanan de lo shakil. Milva mi boi. Right, if you don't take any shevach, surely milva. El le Rebbe. So it must be Rebbe. Rebbe says, yes milva, no ribis. So Gemara says, Rebbe beribis lo. Rebbe doesn't say ribis, vatanya. Rebbe obernota b'char nota b'shtayim, bein b'milva, bein beribis. Rebbe says, even ribis, which is asur, but the Malva never had it, but it's still called muhsak. So Gemara says, la'olam rabbanani, u'milveh kamanda gav yadami. Same answer that we said before. Really, it's a rabbanan shita. And a milveh, same thing we said before, and we said it as a havamina. Here we say it as a maskana. The rabbanan would agree, even though the rabbanan say, the bechor does not take pishnayim in shevach, even to memela, he takes pishnayim in the milveh. Because it's shibudim. It's ke'ilu, the father already has it, and that is why it is viewed as muhsak. Period. Couple of points to, again, there's a lot more here, but one interesting, Hashuge Chemed. What happens if the father buys a lottery ticket, and then the father dies, and then he wins the lottery? So, does the Bechor get Pishnayim in that? So if the father won the lottery before he died, so Mistama, so that's like Milveh. Is it Milveh? Right, now it's worth, he just didn't collect yet. So Mistama, that would be like Milveh. But what if it happens after he died? So, he has something, he has the ticket, so it is an asset, right? This is kind of similar. When we like to discuss this in the sugyas of asmachta, right? Whether it's asmachta, why is it not gambling? Because I have the ticket now, and I just hope it appreciates. The transaction is done. So here too, the transaction is done. So he has that shaila, right? Maisa ba'adam shekana kartis agralav and iftar vayarshim chilkos kol anachasim, and they find out later nipsu shuzacha bepras gadol. The brothers want to say it's roy, and he says it's muhsak. Right, so the question is it gufa mamon, is it not gufa mamon? So he talks about shtaris in general, checks, and what's a check considered in halacha? Big discussion. A stock is somewhat intangible. But if I have a check, is that called muhsak? I didn't get paid yet, right? Is that like a shtar chov? That's a big shaila. Could you use a check for whenever you need money? Could you give a check under the chuppah? Could you give a check for pidyon haben? Right? All these are discussions which we try not to get into the issue, and we try not to use them because it's ein gufa mamon. But it also has ramifications here regarding this issue of bechor and roy. Okay, I'll stop here by Amar Le Rav Acha. Again, this I think I listened to the tomorrow's daf will be put up from 7.5 years ago. I start off talking about these dafim, these lines here. And then we get into Kuf Chaf Hey. Hashem will pick up after that with Kuf Chaf Hav. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in memory of Mira Bazukar on the occasion of her shloshim, mother of Mindy Orlinsky, sponsored by Mindy and Henry Orlinsky. We thank him for the sponsorship. We'll stop here.